It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Good afternoon. Welcome. We're broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta. Welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. I'm Kate Skirmerhorn, your host. Joining me in the studio today is Sonia Wren from Sutter 3 location and Naaman Collins from Allstate. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to start off the Squawk Talk today with Sonia Wren from Sutter 3 locations. Welcome, Sonia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Why don't you start us off talking a little bit about what Sutter 3 location does and what you do for the company.
Okay, I'd be happy to. Sutter 3 location systems is a full service moving and storage company. We also specialize in commercial office moves, office installation. We are located conveniently over here in Duluth off of Boggs Road. Our office is we're headquartered out of Jacksonville, Florida. We have 22 locations all over the United States, which gives us the capability to service any type of move that you could possibly imagine. We have been in the Atlanta market for 41 years, and I am a sales representative with Sutter. I've been with Sutter for 2 years. I've been in the moving industry a little over 10 years.
All right. Well, and a lot of times, I think a lot of people move in the summer in between kids going to school and whatnot. What time is usually a best time to contact the moving company? Because a lot of times, especially with real estate moves, the closings could change on a day's notice. So how does somebody coordinate a move in with the closing of their house, and how soon out should they book, and how do they handle those changes?
Well, I would say in the summertime, if you're looking at a move anywhere between May and September, you need to contact the moving company 6 to 8 weeks out. What we're experiencing right now is restrictions, meaning that we are full to capacity, mm-hmm. and a lot of times we have to turn business away because we don't have the capacity to haul the shipments. So if you're moving during the winter months, we can usually get the shipment loaded within 7 to 10 days after the customer decides that they want to move with us. But in the summer months, it's a little bit more complicated. If the customer has a closing that falls through, we can always delay the move without any expense to the customer. The difficulty is trying to book the move to get it loaded in a short notice. So,
I imagine there's been several customers who've had some struggles with that, with closings not going quite as one might have expected.
Yes, there have been, but we've had a great summer, which is an indicator that the economy is picking up, and that's a good thing.
Well, from what I hear from my real estate friends, that is definitely a seller's market, and houses are selling far quicker than even anticipated sometimes. Mm-hmm. And people who are selling a house have to be prepared to move.
That's right.
And in some cases, I'd say if they're considering putting their house on the market, they might want to go ahead and even plan the mover if they got to plan 2 months out, because houses are selling fairly quickly, as I understand
yes,
it.
Yes, and that's what I'm hearing too.
Yeah. So in terms of Sutter, in terms of moving, do you also do packing for the people, or do you just say, okay, we've got all our boxes packed, now come and move them? What kind of services do you provide for a move?
Well, what we do is we offer written estimates. If you're interested in moving, you can call our office and schedule a pre-move survey. A sales rep will come out to the residence and do a walkthrough and give you a written estimate. And we do offer a full pack service and a full unpack service. We schedule third-party vendor to come in and service the appliances, do any kind of crating that needs to be done. We have a storage facility over here in Duluth, 170,000 square foot warehouse. So we offer storage if you need that, if the house isn't ready for whatever reason. We also do international moves. We just recently opened a office in Europe. We just recently, this month, purchased three agents, Horizon agents, in Arizona. So now that makes us 22 agents across all over the United States. And we are on all four corners. of the United States, up the East Coast, the West Coast, down the West Coast, and
tell us a little bit about, if somebody's listening, a lot of times people think, well, I'll just hire a couple of college kids, pay them some pizza and beer, and that'll be fine with a U-Haul truck. What would be the advantage? Obviously, this should be a softball question, but why would somebody want to hire a professional mover versus a couple of college kids and a six-pack of beer?
Well, if you have a lot of nice things, if you've got really nice furniture, you would want to have a professional moving company come in. The furniture's wrapped in blanket pads. It's padded. It's shrink-wrapped. It's inventoried, and it's just everyone that's involved in every aspect of the move has been, we've done background checks on them. They go through extensive training, and they just, they're professionals at what they do.
And they're not going to go, oh, sorry, I dropped that. Don't have to, that would be, oh, sorry. They take more responsibility. Obviously, you've got some insurance and bonding with the company.
We do.
And so if somebody's just moving across town, you can certainly help them. But obviously, it sounds like around the world. What has been, you may or may not know the answer to this, but how far off have you moved people out around the world? Has there been...
Well, I just recently moved a gentleman to New Mexico City, and I have moved people all over the United States, from California to Minnesota to Rhode Island, mm-hmm. all over. So it's interesting. I love my job. I love doing what I do. I love meeting people and a problem solver. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, also, you talked a little bit about earlier about having some storage capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody, say, they're either don't know where they're moving, so they don't know size, where they need to move to, you can help provide them with some storage, or that second house that they're moving into hasn't closed yet.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, I just need to clear out some space. Do you do any kind of that self-store, that pack out moves?
We do. We offer do-it-yourself move. We have 16-foot portable storage containers. They hold anywhere from 3 to 4 rooms of furniture. We can bring them out and drop them off at the residence if you want to declutter. We can pick the container up and bring it back to our warehouse and store it there. And that's a great option for people that are looking to, if they have a renovation project, mm-hmm. if they have some type of damage from fire or water. It's a great option, the do-it-yourself containers.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they've got a kid going off to college and we're going to pack up stuff until they're ready to take on the new, or maybe just got married, any number of options why somebody might need to self-storage out. And that's climate-controlled storage. It's not like taking it to the storage place down around the corner. It's a climate-controlled storage.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
So there's some advantage as well. And I talked about that's something your company just brings a container to the house, mm-hmm. and then you come and pick it up?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then we even move the containers out of state.
Hmm.
So they're not just local, but they're also, we can move them out of state for you.
So that could be an option if somebody really liked the concept of packing themselves and they needed a little extra time to move. They can't, the thought of, I got to have everybody move me in one day.
Right.
That could be an option for an actual move from house to house.
Absolutely.
And how long does somebody who's doing that sign of self-containing, would they take to pack out something like that?
Well, it just depends. If you, say, for example, you have elderly parents and you're wanting to move them into an assisted living, you might want to have the container for a month and then have it picked up and moved.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on, you know, what the situation is.
Now, if somebody's moving, whether it's in-state or out-of-state, typically, how do they have to decide, what process goes through deciding how big a truck they need, how many people you need? I know that's part of what you do as a salesperson, but kind of walk somebody. If you and I were sitting down and you were analyzing the house, what kind of things would you go through?
Well, what we do is if you call to have a sales rep come out to your residence to do a walkthrough, we have a formula that we use to determine the size of the move. The interstate rates are set up based on the weight of the furniture and how far we move it. So we walk through the house and we cube it out, take an inventory, and then we use the formula to determine the size of the move. And once we determine the size of the move, then we coordinate pack, load, and delivery dates with the customer.
Now, a customer could just call you to just moves particular items.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they wanted to move their own boxes. Maybe they've still got their U-Haul, but there's just things that are just too heavy for them to move. Is that a service also that you can?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. If they want to, save money on their move, they can move small items and then just have the moving company come in and move the larger items. Mm-hmm. One thing that United offers is a full-service container move, and this is the second year that we have offered this service. And what seems to be a challenge for all moving companies is that these small shipments are difficult to service, and they take longer to service. Mm. So with the full-service container moves, we can service 5,000-pound shipments or less and give the customer a guaranteed load and a guaranteed delivery date. They have exclusive use of the container. We'll hold the shipment for up to 21 days without any additional charge. And we cover each container, 10,000 replacement coverage valuation with a zero deductible. So I think United right now is the only company that's out there offering that service.
Very cool, very cool. We're listening to Sonia Wren from Suttoth Relocation Systems. Sonia, tell us a little bit about maybe some of the more unique or interesting things that Suttoth has moved in years past.
Well, Suttoth is, we're headquartered out of Jacksonville, Florida, and we moved Mickey Mouse.
Nice.
We moved Mickey Mouse. I know that we moved the Raiders of the Lost Ark exhibit, and we can move anything, anybody, anything, anywhere, anytime, and we just have the capability to do that because we're so large.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier you also do commercial moves. Talk to us a little bit about some of the services you offer for a business that's needing to move a location.
Well, we specialize in commercial moves. We go into the office, and, of course, we do the walkthrough. We give the customer a price, and we can move them weekdays after 5 if they need us to, on the weekends. We do office installation. We have the capability to go into an office and totally tear down the office, disconnect everything, and then reconnect it when we get to the new facility. So we just, from A to Z, we can do it.
So somebody could leave their office on Friday afternoon, leave everything on their desk, and then go to their new space on Monday and have everything back at their new desk.
Yes, uh-huh, absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you also help businesses kind of plan out their space?
Yes,
maybe
we
do. Maybe they don't know where and how everything would fit into a new space.
We absolutely do. We have people that are trained to specifically... That's specifically what they do.
And tell us a little bit about, you said you've been with Suttoth for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of how did you get into the business, and what do you really love about what you do?
Well, I got into the business back in the 80s, and I love the challenge of the business. It's always evolving, and it's different every day. Nothing is ever the same, and you help families get from point A to point B, and hopefully they're happy at the end of the day, and they call you the next time they want to make a move.
Excellent. Now tell us, there are several moving companies in Atlanta. I'm sure if people opened up the phone book, they'd see a list, both from the mom and pops to the large professional companies such as Suttoth. What helps separate Suttoth from the rest of the moving companies out there?
Well, Suttoth is a member of Associated Moving and Storage Company, American Moving and Storage Company, and we've just been in business for, I guess, since 1919 is how long we've been in business. Yeah, but
any company staying in business that long is doing something right.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And if you're going to pick a moving company, check with the Better Business Bureau and make sure that they're accredited. And there's ways to look into the history of the company, mm-hmm. and you just want to make sure that you're going with a company that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody were interviewing a couple of moving companies, getting a couple of price quotes, what kind of important questions would be important for them to ask? Because maybe they don't know all the right questions to ask. If somebody's listening, what would be a couple of good questions to ask the moving company to make sure that they are getting the right moving company for them?
Well, you want to make sure that because the moving industry is a service industry, you want to make sure if you get two or three estimates that you're comparing apples to apples. So You want to make sure that the weights are usually, you know, within line. They should be within 10% of each other. You want to make sure that if you have one company quoting you on replacement coverage insurance, that the other companies mm-hmm. are doing that. Just make sure that if you don't understand the estimate, have your sales representative explain it to you, because it can be a little confusing mm-hmm. to the consumer.
Absolutely. Well, if somebody is listening today and they'd like to learn a little bit more information about Suddeth and how to reach you to maybe get that next quote, they're coming up on a move, how would they go about doing that? How would they go about reaching you?
Well, they can call Suddeth. They can go online to suddethatlanta.com. They can certainly call our local number, 770-443-4377, or they can send me an email at srin@suddeth.com.
Very good. Sonia Wren from Suddeth Relocation. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Our next guest on the Squawk Talk is Naaman Collins from Allstate. Welcome, Naaman.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Naaman, why don't you start us off telling us a little bit about Allstate, what you do there.
Well, a little bit about Allstate. Of course, Allstate's been around since 1931. I've been with Allstate since 2001, so for 12 years. We specialize, of course, in auto, home, life, and we do some commercial insurance.
And for our listeners, this is not the Allstate commercial guy, even though he sounds just like him. I think you could have a career change if you needed to go to their advertising.
I've been accused of being before. I've given a card out to someone, and they called my office, and they said, the guy on the commercial, he gave me the card.
Very good. Well, so you do a little bit of everything. You do some home. You do some auto. You obviously probably do some toys and business and residential. Let's talk a little bit about the home insurance. As I hear a lot of times these days that rates continue to go up.
Yes, ma'am.
And nobody likes to hear that, but it happens. But what are some things some homeowners can be looking at when they're looking at their homeowners policies that maybe they forget about that might help in their rate policies?
Well, no. These days, everybody, you know, things are tight. People are always looking for things, ways to save money. And that's great, you know, but at the same time, you want to make sure that you're covered properly. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at it from a homeowner standpoint, a couple of things. You look at, first of all, you got auto home discount. So if you bundle, mm-hmm. You're going to get a discount. You want to look at it whether or not you get an alarm system. If you got an alarm system and that alarm system is monitored, you can actually get a discount for just having an alarm system. You can get a bigger discount for it being monitored. So, you know, that'd be something you want to give a certificate to your insurance agent. That would help you also. And then, you know, we look at things based on replacement costs. Everything's about replacement costs and making sure we're able to replace it in the event that something goes wrong. So you're looking at the fact that, you know, let's say you get your policy and you never look at it again for mm-hmm. 20 years. But we have an inflation rider on there. So every few years, you're going to see a little bit of an increase just for the fact that we want to make sure that 20 years down the road, your house catches on fire, something goes wrong. We want to make sure we're able to come in and replace that home and bring you back whole.
And what are some of the things that people commonly miss in their homeowners insurance? You talked a little bit about maybe replacement value, maybe not having complete placement, but for example, jewelry. Maybe there's some things that they have expensive jewelry that they may have to have extra insurance on. Talk about some of the things that people commonly forget about in their homeowners insurance.
Well, a lot of times a lot of people don't read the policy when they actually get the policy, and I'll try to tell my clients, you know, we have some exclusions, and normally exclusions based on theft or limitations based on theft. So if you're a gun owner and you're a gun collector, you want to look at that policy and make sure that, hey, I got enough coverage in there. So if someone comes in and steals my guns, they're covered. Mm-hmm. Same thing with jewelry. You're going to have a limitation on jewelry. There's a limitation on computers. There's so many different things, but there's a list. And for our clients, I tell them, look between page 8 and 11 on that policy. Right. I said, look at it and see. And if there's something that you're a collector of, then you want to make sure that you know, we're aware of it and that we go back and put that on the policy.
So they can add extra coverage
you
for
can
different
add
things,
for
and that.
That
would be important to do.
Absolutely.
And how important is it for people to take an actual inventory of the things in their house to get proper replacement value if something were to happen?
Well, I think it's very important, and I'll tell you an example of that. In 2005, was my first fire that I actually went out to to the client's house and say, when you're going through that process, first of all, it's you know, you're a little bit frustrated.
It's traumatic, too.
Yeah, it's very traumatic. When you're looking at these rooms and you don't see, you know, your television anymore, you don't see your chairs, you don't see, hey, I had a picture over here on the wall. You don't see any of that stuff anymore. So if you were able to go in inventory, even do a video, you know, these days everybody has phones. They can mm-hmm. actually walk through your house, so you don't have to go and pay a company to do it. I mean, you can walk through your house with your phone and do a video of it, you know, or you can use your iPad in some mm-hmm. cases. But you want to do that and keep an inventory. That way if something goes wrong, you can go back and say, hey, oh, yeah, I did have that picture on the wall, or I did have another table over in that corner.
It really was a 56-inch screen.
Absolutely. It really was. So but those things are help you so much when something goes wrong, because during that time you're so devastated and you forget things. So it mm-hmm. just makes it so much easier for you.
Now, obviously, people buy insurance in case something goes wrong, and we all, and in your business, you really hope things don't, as we generally don't want things to go wrong. That's why it's called insurance. We hope that we don't have to call you, but we do that in the just in case. But as you mentioned, a lot of people they're traumatized by it, or they're just frustrated, they're overwhelmed with what to do. Talk to about some of the steps that somebody would go through should something happen, whether it's these days with rain, flood. Or fire happens. Obviously, you call 911 if there's an emergency. But what are the next steps that somebody should take? Who should they be calling in what order?
Well, I always tell people to call me first. And there are some things that there's coverage for. There's things that there's not coverage for. Also, during the process, there's, you know, you got 100 questions that you want to ask. And sometimes it's just easier to call the person mm-hmm. who you're comfortable with, who you've already, you know, had a conversation with. I always put my cell phone on my car, so, you know, people have access. If you call my office automatically, you know, of course, during hours, we know we have voicemail, or we have someone answers. After that, it goes straight to an 800 system, so there's actually customer service 24 hours, mm-hmm. 7 days a week. But then they have my cell phone also, so I said, well, if you're uncomfortable with that, call me first. So I always just call me first, let's discuss it, let's see what's going on, and then we'll go from there as far as seeing what steps to take. You know, who do we need to call? You know, whether we need to call Eagle to come out and try to do damage control, whether we need to put a tarp on the mm-hmm. roof, or you know, we need to make sure that nothing else occurs that's already, you know, catastrophic. Because there may be a situation where, for example, let's say hail storm and it's hitting the roof. Well, at that point, we want to make sure we get a tarp on it, and we want to cover it up, and we'll just, you know, to make sure rain's not
getting future damage. Absolutely. Right. Stop the water source.
Absolutely. So.
that speaks to a lot. Maybe you can speak to a little bit more. The benefits of having that personal relationship with an agent and not just being a account number somewhere. So talk to us a little bit about the personal relationship that you build as an Allstate agent, that you're not, instead of just somebody being a number on a book.
Well, I kind of always tell my clients, like, you know, I'm going to see you in the grocery store. You know, I'm going to see you at the child's game. You know, I'm going to get a chance to, you know, so I'm going to be out in the community. We get a chance to visit with you. We get a chance to sponsor things. You know, we support, you know, our community and everything. So when you have that relationship, you know, it's easier. And when something goes wrong, you feel comfortable with that person, and that person's going to try to do right by you. You know, I'm not going to beat up on an 800 number, but when you're calling the 800 number, that's it. You know, you're calling a person that you may never see, that may never see you, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to when you're actually calling the agent and you're talking to the agent. You know, this is a person that, you know, that you're going to come in contact with, it, you know, that you may be at the church talking about.
Right,
so
<yeah. laughs>
you want to make sure that you have a great relationship with mm-hmm. that person, and, you know, vice versa. We want to make sure that we have a good relationship with that person, and they're comfortable, and that they're able to feel like we're going to take care of them.
Mm-hmm. And knowing you as I have, you're active in the community, and so people are seeing you around, and both in business and personal. And and I think that's important for people to be able to see that person and not just know that, well, they're just some agent that was down in Norcross, but I live in Gainesville and they don't really know me. So talk to us a little bit about, let's switch gears a little bit on the auto side. What are some things that people typically miss in their auto insurance?
Well, I think a lot of times with auto insurance, you know, people hear the word full coverage all the time. And when they think full coverage, they think, oh, it covers everything. You know, I think the main thing is always to look at your liability. If something goes wrong, first and foremost, you know, the minimums in Georgia is $25,000 per person, up to $50,000 per accident. Unfortunately, there's a lot of folks that carry $25,000 per mm-hmm. person, up to $50,000 per accident, $25,000 on their property damage. Something goes wrong, and Toyotas out there cost way more than $25,000 these days, you know. And if you total someone's car, you know, something goes wrong, all of a sudden you're going to look up and you're liable for the difference, because we're going to pay, you know, to the maximum of what your liability limits are. Mm-hmm. So I always say, look at your liability limits, make sure that you feel comfortable with the coverage that you have. Also, you want to look at your MedPay, you know. MedPay is an option. Some people don't have MedPay. MedPay covers you and the people in your vehicle. For me, I volunteer. I'm a coach. You know, I go pick up kids and, you know, take them home. You know, if I'm driving along, something goes wrong. If I don't have MedPay, you know, those kids, hopefully they have health insurance. I always want to make sure that I have MedPay on that. So if something goes wrong and I'm driving, I have, you know, a carload of kids, each child is going to have protection and be able to go to the doctor if something, you know, something happens. So you always want to look at MedPay. A lot of people don't look at it. A lot of people say, well, I got health insurance. Well, you don't know if your buddy that you're going to go golfing with has health insurance, you know, and your buddy, all of a sudden you're driving down the road and something goes wrong. Your buddy says, you don't have coverage. Mm-hmm. What do you mean you don't have coverage? I thought you had full coverage. You know, that word sometimes is used too leisurely, mm-hmm. You know, and then what you're comfortable with. You know, Allstate, we have, you know, we have accident forgiveness, which, you know, a lot of people see the commercials with the different accident forgiveness things. But we have deductible reduction. So what you're comfortable with your deductible. You know, I look at my deductible now. I've had my accident reduction as far as the deductible reduction. Now, so even though I have a $1,000 deductible, if something goes wrong with my collision, I don't have to pay out $500. So you want to look and see. So, you know, do I want to have this coverage? And do, you know, if something goes wrong, am I comfortable paying $1,000? Am I comfortable paying $500? Mm-hmm. You know, and make that decision not based on, you know, the price always, but make sure, hey, I'm comfortable if something goes wrong, I can come out of pocket with this amount. You know, and then I would say the other things that, you know, like, again, people hear full coverage, but when you start thinking of, you know, rental coverage and towing, I mean, those are not part of your comp and your collision. So, you know, you want to make sure that you have those options. And, you know, if you have multiple cars at home, may not be important to you, or if you got a buddy that can come and pick it up for you, may be okay with it. But if you don't, you know, you want to make sure, hey, I want to have rental coverage, you know, because mm-hmm. I need a rental car, because that's my only source of transportation, and that's my only source when I'm trying to go to work. That can be devastating.
Well, now there's a lot of insurance companies out there, and as Allstate, you're as I understand the industry, called a captive agent, which means you're only selling the Allstate product.
Yes, ma'am.
But there's lots of companies out there. You see them, the cheap companies on advertised, and there's other names on the out there. What would be the benefit of somebody connecting with somebody who is working specifically for Allstate?
Well, right now with our auto insurance, for example, we have different packages available. And I was talking about that just a second ago. You have different things as far as accident forgiveness. You got deductible reductions. We have a claim satisfaction guarantee right now. So let's say that you're driving along and you have an accident and you're unhappy with the claims process. Well, we will give you your next 6 months free on that particular auto. So if you're unhappy in any way with the claims process, so, you know, that's something that no one else has right now. And, you know,
it keeps you very competitive in the market to make sure that claims processes go smooth.
It does. Well, at the end of the day, I mean, you can pay $100 a month or you can pay $10 a month. When something goes wrong, you want that car taken care of.
Right. Now, is that just for auto or is that for home as well?
Currently, that's just for auto.
Okay.
That's just for auto.
Finally, you also talked about that you do, we talked a lot about residential and personal, but you also talked about that you do some business insurance plans. What kind of things do you offer for businesses that are needing insurance?
Well, Allstate allows us to do some brokering, so we can broker some businesses. It just depends on what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a dentist or a florist or something like that, we can write those type of businesses. We can do workers' comp if we need to do workers' comp. We have options available for those. And then there's things that Allstate actually does, like a dentist or a florist or something. We would do that.
Okay.
We write that ourselves.
Very good. And so that would cover umbrella policies and things like that businesses would need to be aware of?
Absolutely. You know, general liability, we would do an umbrella if you want to go above and beyond your limits mm-hmm. of liability. So we would do those also.
Very good. Well, Naaman, we appreciate you being. We've been listening to Naaman Collins from Allstate. Naaman, if somebody is interested in getting a little more information about you, connecting with you and saying, you know, I want that personal agent. I want someone that says, call me. Here's my cell phone number. Something goes wrong, call me. Even if it's just to maybe review their policy, maybe they're with somebody else and they'd like to have a second opinion from someone else. How would they go about getting a little more information?
Well, you can contact us at 770-967-4939. We're located on Atlanta Highway in Flowery Branch. But we travel. As you see, we travel. And also you can send me an email at NaamanCollins@allstate.com.
Very good. Well, you've been listening today to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you again to my guests for being on the show, Naaman Collins with Allstate, Sonya Wren with Sutta 3 Location. I'm Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration, taking care of all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. To listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcasts, go to SquawkTalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.